This is Adam Perry from Newsnet. We're here in Aberdeen for Citizens Relay reporter training, but I'm here at the moment with Tina Barton from Wattbox and also from Somewhere Too. Tina, you said something very interesting this morning about some new information that's emerged from Local about how communities can get involved in the 2012 experience. Can you tell me what is available to them?
Yes, of course. As we know, Adam, the Torch Relay is going across the whole of the UK, but there are some communities that are going to miss out on actually visually seeing it, or it's not going to go through their community. So LOCOG have launched their Local Leaders Toolkit, which is available to download from their website. It goes live at the end of this month or towards the end of this month, and it runs till September. And there on there are a number of toolkits that can be downloaded for community groups, local leaders, elderly members, young people to actually do things in their community so they feel like they're involved.
Can you give us a couple of examples of the kind of things that people can do with these kits?
Yes, I can. There's some really exciting ones. There's some around gardening, so local communities can kind of download a toolkit to plant the Olympic rings or plant red, white and blue flower pots. And without getting their cease and desist document and getting into trouble for it, there's also a toolkit where communities can download and get all the information on how to officially dress their street and come together and have community celebrations. So one of the toolkits is called A Saturday Night In, where it's encouraging communities to come together and have a barbecue to celebrate the Olympics and come out in their street and get together and celebrate things.
So the emphasis is very much on trying to get in communities together around the Games and around the Olympics and around celebrating that.
Yeah, and things like watching the opening ceremony together or spending time together just doing things that celebrate and make them feel like they're a part of it, even though it is happening, you know, sometimes, in some cases, hundreds of miles away from where they're living.
And can you tell me where people can go to find this information?
Yes, they can go onto the official LOCOG website and download the toolkit.
Great. Well, listen, thanks for taking the time to explain that to us. Good luck with it, and I hope a lot of communities get involved.
Brilliant. Thanks, Adam.